live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the City of Prescott, the Yavapai County Contractors Association, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, the Framini, and Prescott College. Now, here's your guest host for Q&A, Sanford Cohen.
And good afternoon, everybody. DJ a little bit under the weather, so I'll be sitting in for him today and tomorrow. Just wanted to, first of all, let you know about our upcoming guest today. We have Max Richmond. He'll be joining us momentarily. He's the executive director of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. So we're going to find out just what he's up against in that case. And then a little bit later on, it's time to make some wine and taste a little chocolate, or we could make a little chocolate and taste a little wine. Any way you want to do that, it benefits the Highland Center for Natural History. And we will have Tom Agostino joining us in just a few moments to talk about that as well. So stick around. We've got a lot to do here on Q&A with DJ Phone. I'm Sanford Cohen sitting in. So stick around. It's all happening here on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
With the Arizona Lottery's new multiplier tickets, we're multiplying the cash up to 50 times so you can multiply what you love. There's nothing better. Think about it. What's better than one guitar? 50 guitars. What's better than one Hawaiian vacation? 50 Hawaiian vacations. What's better than one $20 bill? 50 of them. With over $35 million in prizes, there are so many ways to multiply what you love.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Will you be my Valentine?
Bruce, what does Valentine's Day have to do with Cottonwood Area Transit? After all, it's a sweet ride every day with Cat.
Rudy, life is like a box of chocolates every day with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
That's why you're a smooth operator, Rudy.
And I'm taking my sweetheart on the Verde Link to Sedona.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make every day a sweet ride.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. And once again, here's Sanford Cohen.
What is wrong with the Iowa Democratic Party? The world's watching this. We're not being melodramatic.
You know, it is live radio, and I have no idea why that person was sticking his nose in our business. But we're going to get on with talking about Social Security and Medicare with Max Richmond. He is the executive director of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Max, nice to have you along with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So it says preserve. Now, is Social Security and Medicare in danger of not being preserved? I mean, if you have a committee that's devoted to this, I assume that means there are some threats out there or perceived threats to Social Security and Medicare.
Well, they're not just perceived threats. You'll remember a number of years ago, President Bush was reelected in 2004, and he was on a mission to privatize Social Security, which we thought was a bad idea, and we fought that, and we defeated that. A couple weeks ago, our president, President Trump, was in Davos, Switzerland, and in an interview, he blurted out that after this election, we ought to look at Social Security and making changes to reduce the cost. So it's out there. Sometimes it's more visible. Sometimes it's below the surface. But there's an ongoing struggle to maintain the program. Beyond that, if we don't do anything, Social Security will have a solvency problem in the year 2034. And that's why we're not advocating never looking at the program and seeing how it can be improved. If we do nothing, if the Congress lets the program go on automatic pilot, in 2034, there will be a shortfall of about 20%. The program won't be bankrupt. It won't disappear. But there will be a reduction automatically in benefits. So that is something that we need to be very aware of and look towards possible solutions, and maybe we can talk about that.
Well, isn't part of this due to the fact that the Social Security recipients are now living much longer than they did when the program was first conceived? The, you know, typical United States male lived to be 65, 67 years old, and now people routinely live into their 80s. And I know that I would assume that the way in which the original funding formula came about, they weren't planning on paying people, you know, 20 plus years worth of benefits.
Well, of course, you know, I think you'd agree that's a good thing that people are living longer.
Oh,
I'm sure
yeah,
happy
sure.
about that. First of all, the age for receiving benefits has been increased by a bill that was passed in the early 2000s. The age is will be 67 for everybody instead of 65, and it goes up gradually and will encompass everyone soon at age 67. But beyond that, the last time there was an overhaul of Social Security that made some adjustments in the revenue, the way revenue was raised, was in 1983. So this is really an insurance program. Social Security is insurance for families. We all know the term FICA. It stands for Federal Insurance Contribution Act. And when a worker is working and is having the FICA withheld, he's basically buying insurance, yes, for retirement, but also for survivors, children, in the event that working parent becomes disabled or dies young. So this is the percent, the 6.2% of payroll that is withheld on the employer and the employee side, that hasn't changed in, nearly 50 years. And that's something that needs to be looked at. The other thing that I think is really crying out for an update is the way there is the cap on wages subject to the payroll tax works right now. Under current law, once you earn about $137,000, then after that you pay no more payroll tax. Why? It goes up a little bit every year, but there is legislation that we support. There are over 200 members of Congress who have signed on to it in the House. There's a companion in the Senate, companion bill, that would keep the cap at what it is, but then begin collecting payroll tax again for those making over $400,000 a year. Those kinds of changes bring in enough revenue to make the program sound, able to pay, not have a shortfall in 2034, but to be able to pay everybody all of the benefits they're anticipating for the rest of this century. That's why it's called the Social Security 2100 Act, and improve the minimum benefit about $70 a month and have a cost of living adjustment that is more accurate and slightly more generous. So those are kind of the broad outlines of how the program can be improved. And, you know, you're right, people are living longer, but does that mean they can work longer? You know, I don't know how old you are, but hopefully we both can be talking and doing interviews for a long time. But if you're working in a factory, if you're a nurse on your feet all day, if you're climbing a telephone poles, you can't keep working. Even though the age, people are living longer, that doesn't mean they're able to work longer, and that doesn't mean there are jobs for them. Where are all these jobs? I don't see that.
Well, and certainly the I think a lot of millennials, when you talk to them just kind of in general terms about whether or not they think that Social Security will still be there for them when they turn 60, pick it, 65, 67, whatever it
right.
is, you get mostly skepticism. A lot of them don't believe that Social Security will actually be there for them when they become that
right.
age.
Well, you know, the forces that have worked towards getting their hands on this money, to privatize it, to have it go to Wall Street instead of invested in government bonds, which is a heck of a lot safer, they have perpetuated these myths, the myth you talked about and others, that there's no money there, it won't be there, and they've been pretty successful so far. And, you know, I hear that so much, especially from younger people that are skeptical about the program being there when they retire. So, but two things that need to be kept in mind when talking about that and when talking to younger people, millennials, for example, is there are ways to make sure the program will be there, and I just talked about one of them, of a way to bring more revenue into the program and in a way that I think is fair. And those people need to understand that Social Security is there for them right now. Never mind what happens when they reach 67. If they become disabled, if they die young, there's protection. And remember, I said FICA stands for Federal Insurance Contribution Act. It funds old age, survivor, and disability programs. So it's there for families in the event that something bad happens to the wage earner. And here's an example. If you are a 27-year-old worker with a spouse and two children, you have right now about $500,000 in value of life and disability insurance because of Social Security. A lot of younger people aren't aware of that and probably don't become aware of it until something bad happens in the family and someone will say, well, you know, you ought to talk to Social Security and I think they might be able to help you. So it's important for younger people to understand the value of this program, not just as a retirement program, but as a program that ensures their families before they retire.
Well, we're going to do a little bit more in depth on Social Security disability with Max Richman. He is the executive director of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, and I'll be sharing with Max my familial experience. We have a cousin who for many years was an administrative law judge with the Social Security Administration, and it was his job to determine who was eligible for Social Security disability. So stay tuned for that. We're coming up on Q&A here on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Carmela's by the Square is the only Mediterranean restaurant in the Prescott area. It offers the freshest ingredients and best quality of products. Come in for Italian, French, Greek, or Spanish entrees to make your mouth water. Every day, Carmela's amazing chef, Kevin, creates unique meals that you won't find anywhere else. Open for lunch and dinner Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You won't want to miss complimentary Prosecco or mimosas every Sunday from 8 to 2:30 at Carmela's.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rubographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442 9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rubographics today.
Gardening in the mountains can be challenging. For local tips and tricks, tune into The Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane.
So fruit trees just arrived at the garden center. We're going to go over this week's show, which varieties grow the best, have the most production, or produce larger fruits than others here in the mountains of Arizona. You're going to be a fruit tree pro after this week's show.
The Mountain Gardener, three times every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday at 8 in the morning, and again at 11 on Saturdays, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Sanford Cohen.
And sitting in for DJ Phone, who's under the weather, we are joined by Max Richmond, the Executive Director of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. And Max, you mentioned about the important work that Social Security does with regard to disability payments, and I'm curious because, again, as I mentioned before the break, our cousin was administrative law judge in Southern California for the Social Security Administration and basically presided over disability cases as to whether or not people would be eligible for benefits. And is this program, is it abused? I know it's used, but is the door open? Is it rife for abuse? Or are there reforms that are being considered that keep a closer eye on people that are claiming Social Security disability?
Right. Well, you know, it's a large program. Are there cases of abuse? Probably. Are they overwhelming in terms of the need to clamp down on that kind of abuse in a way that hurts people that really need the care? Probably. You know, one of the things that you're probably aware of, having a connection through your relative, is it's very hard to qualify for disability. The majority of people who apply for Social Security disability insurance are denied. Many of them will appeal. It can take. I remember reading about a lady in Philadelphia who had been waiting almost 700 days for an appeal to be resolved. A lot of people, while they're appealing, they die before the appeal is resolved. It's not easy to get on Social Security disability. I'm sure there's some cases where people are abusing the system. But what this administration has proposed in a rule will make it even more difficult for those that receive Social Security disability payments to continue to receive them. A rule has been promulgated and probably will be put into place. We're not sure yet. And it puts in an additional layer in reviewing cases that people where people are being are receiving disability payments. Right now, there are three categories that are looked at in the way the current system determines ongoing eligibility. That means people that are getting benefits. And there are reviews of those cases, and the three categories are pretty straightforward. Medical improvement expected, those are reviewed more often. Medical improvement possible, those cases are reviewed about every 3 years. And medical improvement not expected, and even those are reviewed about every 7 years. So the government is now trying to put in a new category, making it more confusing, and that would be medical improvement likely. So we have medical improvement expected, medical improvement possible, and this new layer in between is medical improvement likely. And this would subject the beneficiaries of with disabilities from additional reviews. And you know, I guess one argument against that I would make: people that have been on disability, they're usually older, they're usually poorer, they're less affluent, they have difficulty just navigating everyday issues in life, and the last thing I think they need to do is go through yet another layer of reviews and paperwork and collecting medical records and dealing with the financial burdens and stress of that. On top of that, all of this setting up an additional review is going to cost even more money. And if you're, I think you said it was your uncle, was involved in disability insurance claims at Social Security, so you probably know how difficult it is to get a claim, how difficult it is to win an appeal, and yet now we're going to probably be faced with a new process that is going to make it even more difficult and will to keep your benefits, and will cost, probably, from what I have read, will cost more money to review these claimants more often than any kind of money that would be saved by determining that they should no longer receive Social Security disability.
Now, does the Social Security Administration have the personnel to be able to conduct a whole bunch of additional disability reviews like this?
No, they don't. That's what's so disturbing about this. They don't even have enough people to do the reviews that are in the law right now. That's why so many people that are waiting for a claim to be resolved die before they start getting any claim. And on top of that, the Social Security budget has been reduced, or at least not kept up with inflation over time. Social Security offices are being closed right and left. Hours are being reduced because they can't maintain the payroll that they have. So, and you know, I'm sure that 10,000 people are added to the rolls every day.
Sure.
10,000 people are added. This is not a time to cut the Social Security offices their budgets. This is a time to make sure the resources are there to handle the caseload, which is becoming overwhelming.
Well, and politics always enters into the discussion when you're talking about government benefits and the administration thereof. So let me just ask you this. Why isn't there more discussion about Social Security and Medicare during the Democrat presidential debates? Doesn't seem like they've been asked any questions about it. The discussion has been pretty minimal.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, because we started as we're the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. After the first debate, when there was not a single question about Social Security, we started writing to the moderators of each subsequent debate. No change in the subsequent debates. Then we started writing to the candidates each time before a debate, and the only candidate that ever responded and said that he would try to, as we said, if you do not ask the question, raise it, was former Governor Hickenlooper of Colorado. Of course, he's not, he withdrew, is not a candidate for president anymore. So we're still at it. I was actually at the debate in Des Moines a couple of weeks ago, the chair of our advisory board is a former senator from Iowa, Tom Harkin, and we had co-authored an op-ed that appeared in the Des Moines Register the morning of the debate, and urging just that, you know, this is a program that there are 65 million people receiving benefits, about 175 participate by paying payroll taxes. It affects virtually everybody. So we should at least have a question to the candidates. Where are you on Social Security? What would you do to maintain its solvency in the long run? Despite the fact that we had that in the Des Moines Register, despite the fact that my seat at the debate was right next to the journalist who was one of the moderators, who was a reporter for the Des Moines Register, and despite the fact that I leaned over and showed her the column, and she said she wasn't going to deviate from her script, we couldn't get a question asked. So now we've sent it up to a newspaper up in New Hampshire, where the next debate will take place, and we'll keep trying, because I think people have a right to know where the candidates stand on these issues.
Max Richman, the executive director of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. If you'd like to follow the work of Max's group, you can go to ncpssm.org, which again basically is the initials for National Committee Preserve Social Security and Medicare, ncpssm.org. Max, it's been a pleasure to have you with us, and keep fighting the good fight.
I will. Thank you for the invitation. I really appreciate it.
You bet. And we're going to take a break for the news, and when we come back, we're going to taste a little wine and a little chocolate and help raise some money for the Highland Center. That's coming up next after the news right here on Q&A with DJ. Sitting in, I'm Sanford Cohen here on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back after the news.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood. Are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQ&A's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
There's nothing like that moment when you realize you're locked out of your car or your house. We've all been there. Norm's Lock and Safe can help. We have the key to that problem. I'm Chris, and my dad Norm taught me everything I know. Our community has depended on us since 1993. We've been here and will continue to be there for you. Automotive, residential, commercial, Norm's Lock and Safe will keep your family, business, and assets secure. 8169 East Florentine, Prescott Valley, and normslockandsafe.com.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Nick Canuel, in for DJ Phone, with a check of news and weather together on Q&A, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The Yavapai County Board of Supervisors will be deciding whether to become a Second Amendment sanctuary county. This controversial resolution that supports the Second Amendment was before the board last month, but after 3.5 hours of discussion, members decided to postpone a decision until tomorrow's meeting at 9 a.m. During a recent live appearance on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Supervisor Tom Thurman detailed why this measure is being looked at.
If Congress passes a bill, or the legislature passes the bill, or the voter puts a proposition out there and passes that becomes state law. And if it's state law or federal law, we have to adhere to whatever it is, like it or not.
Thurman says he's not a fan of Governor Doug Ducey's red flag law, which is related to the Yavapai County resolution.
And that's for these people that have somebody in their home that is mentally unstable, and they turn them in before hopefully they don't shoot up something somewhere. Then you start thinking about the unintended consequence, which usually comes back to bite us all. What if I get into an altercation with my neighbor?
It was standing room only at the County Administrative Services building on Fair Street in Prescott last month, and that could be the case again tomorrow. Watch for delays if you travel on Highway 89 near the towns of Yarnell and Peoples Valley.
Lane closures are necessary while ADOT crews complete crack fill work on a 7-mile stretch of the roadway. Highway 89 will be narrowed to one lane only with alternating north and southbound travel. Flaggers and a pilot car will direct traffic through the work zone. The speed limit is reduced to 35 miles per hour. The restrictions are in place from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. through Friday, February 14th. Meanwhile, ADOT crews have completed demolition operations on the Government Canyon Bridge located on Overland Road between East Gurley Streets and Cactus Drive. Now that work is finished, crews will be constructing the bridge foundation throughout the month. The bridge is closed to through traffic until March 2nd. Work hours are 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Sunny skies this afternoon. Clear tonight and sunshine with gradually warming temperatures in the forecast into your weekend. Expect a high of 37 today for the Prescott Quad Cities with a low tonight of 16 and a high tomorrow 42. 41 degrees the high today for Cottonwood with an overnight low of 23 and a Wednesday high of 46. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Nick Canuel, in for DJ Phone, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQ&A.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, wonderful community. It's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association. It's time for those home improvement projects, but buyer beware. Don't get sold by door-to-door salesmen and those mail offers that are too good to be true. Before you hire anyone, call YCCA. We have current information on reliable, reputable, registered contractors. One call, 778-0040, could save you more than you think. YCCA, don't start without us.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, we're going to talk about two of my favorite subjects, actually three when you include talking about chocolate, talking about wine, and talking about the Highland Center of Natural History. So we get to combine all three of these wonderful subjects into one interview, and Aaron Nixon is here with me for Highland Center for Natural History, all of 1 month in place at the Highland Center.
I know. It feels like longer. I've been really enjoying it.
Well, I know that folks that frequent the Highland Center are very happy people indeed because of the Highland happy hours. But you've got a special one coming up this coming Friday. Can you describe what is going on?
Yeah, we do. So this Friday from 4:30 to 6:30, we'll be meeting at Old Firehouse Plaza, where we will take a tour of the Black Butterfly Artisan Chocolate Shop and Kitchen. So Tracy Taylor is the chocolatier there. She'll be showing us how she makes her chocolate. She's going to talk about how she sources the cacao. And then we're going to move over to the new cellar for Del Rio Springs Vineyard, and they grow their wine out in Paulden. So the owners are going to be there talking to us about their wine, and then we're going to get to taste the chocolate and the wine that they provided for us. And they're paired specially so that it tastes even better than usual.
Hmm. Well, I really don't know how you can improve on chocolate and wine, but I'm willing to give it a try. So that's this coming Friday at the Old Firehouse Plaza in downtown Prescott. Now, if you're a member of the Highland Center, the cost for the event is $72. If you're a non-member, it's $80, and the chocolate and the wine are both included in the registration. You must, of course, be 21 or older to attend. The reason why Highland Center does these happy hours is what, typically?
Yeah, so our mission is to educate the public for natural history or environmental education. So when we do these things, we're hoping to raise some money for our cause, as well as educate the public. So that's why it's not just wine tasting and chocolate. It's also talking to the people who are making these things and learning about where they come from, especially when you talk about grapes being grown in Paulden, you know, why they choose that soil. So that's what we're trying to understand and trying to teach. And by supporting our programs, you're helping educate children and other populations of Prescott.
Well, I would presume that, like most places, Paulden has a one-of-a-kind terroir, is why the grapes that are grown in Paulden
right.
are so especially specific. In terms of the volume of chocolate and wine mm-hmm. that one can expect to consume as part of this event, are we doing the little demi-tasse with the pinky finger and, you know, just little sips? Or, I mean, are we going to get a chance to really, like, you know, try this stuff out?
You're going to really get to try this stuff out. And it is five levels of it. So not just three different types of chocolate, like your milk or your dark, five different layers of it. And five different layers of the wine as well.
And the folks that are providing this to you, I assume that to some degree, the cost it helps to offset, you know, the wine and the chocolate and so forth. But then also, I would think that the people that you partner with probably have a bit of a preconceived or predisposition to wanting to support the Highland Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people that we pair with do really want to support our mission as well. Yeah. And Tracy and the people of Del Rio Springs, we kind of seek them out, and they were super excited to jump on this and do this with us.
Now, this has never been done before, right? You've never done the wine and chocolate pairing thing.
Not for
I don't think
years.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, again, that's Friday, February 7th. And it'll start at 4:30 and go until 6:30. Now, the Highland Center is on Walker Road on your way out to Lynx Lake. And recently, there's been some enhancements to the parking situation, as I understand it.
Yes, we do have a paved parking lot with at least 60 spots, I believe. It makes it a really nice area to park and walk to Lynx Lake or to hike to Lynx Creek. And we also have some paved hikes as well. So it's a little easier to access.
Yeah, I know. I could always tell when there was an event at the Highland Center in the old days, because the cars would be parking literally everywhere on Walker Road between the entrance to the Highland Center and the turnoff to Lynx Lake,
mm-hmm.
because you guys are very popular, and that's one of the things you got to deal with. But in terms of what kind of education Highland Center does on an ongoing basis, can you give me some examples as to some of the programs that you provide for people in the area, both for adults and for young people?
Definitely. So the next couple of weeks, we have our community nature study series. And so on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., we are inviting postdoctorates or already doctors at different universities, and they come and talk about a specific subject. This Thursday, we have a doctor from Embry-Riddle talking about monsoons and how she's able to predict them. And then later on in the series, we have someone coming from NAU that's going to talk about the day in the life of bark beetles. So that is going to be February 20th. So that's one of our programs going on. We also have Insights to the Outdoors, which is that same natural history class element in the mornings, but once a month. So in March, we have one on raptors and how you can find them in Prescott. We also offer some different workshops along the way. So on the weekends, we might have forest bathing, which is when you go out with a forest therapy certified individual, and they will lead you through an experience in nature that is going to have you leaving with a better impression of nature and feeling more calm and more in tune with nature, as well as a writing workshop on March 4th. By Pam Davenport, who is a poet from Flagstaff. And then coming up, we have our spring break camp. So we have kids coming out March 9th through 13th, 6 to 12-year-olds. They're going to be out in the forest from 8 to 4 with us, and we're going to provide them a lot of fun education and just being outside, as well as our Spring Spectacular, which is a family nature festival that is recommended for people of all ages, just to come out and learn a little bit more about spring. And that is on April 11th from 9 to 12.
A day in the life of a bark beetle. I must say that when the bark beetle infestation came to prominence in the wake of the Indian fire here in Prescott, many years ago, that was kind of a new one for a lot of people. I mean, I'm sure there were, folks that were, forestry people that probably knew about the bark beetle and so on. But it was something that I think caught a lot of people off guard, did not realize that it was a thing, and that the forest really did suffer not just fire damage, but the bark beetle impact was pretty significant.
Yeah, definitely. It's still around us.
So how do we prioritize in terms of when the Highland Center is open for folks that just want to like drop in? Is it one of those things where there is kind of like an ongoing nature center, or are most of these things prearranged?
We have a lot of prearranged programs, but we do have a lot of things on site that are also, if you just drop in, you're going to learn. We have a new sightings board up by the bathroom that I keep updated of things that people have seen recently, and so you can go and look out for them yourselves. Or if you walk through our Discovery Gardens, we have a magnet board that shows some things you can expect to see in the nature garden. So even if you're coming on a Sunday when we might not have a lot of staff there, you can still expect to learn something from us.
Interesting. So this is the Highland Center for Natural History. They're located on Walker Road on the way out to Lynx Lake. And coming up this Friday at the Old Firehouse Plaza in downtown Prescott, the Highlands Happy Hour is going to rev it up a little bit, a special edition, if you will. It's kind of a pre-Valentine's experience. Is that what you're looking at?
A little bit, yeah. I think that was kind of the thought behind it, but
wine and chocolate.
Why, if you're not into Valentine's Day, still come out and hang out.
So, again, the event on Friday, February 7th at 4:30 will start with a private tour of the Black Butterfly Artisan Chocolate Shop and Kitchen, exploring how local chocolatier Tracy Taylor makes her famous artisan chocolate. And then everyone will venture next door to Del Rio Springs Wine Cellar for an exclusive sneak peek at this tasting room, which is not yet open to the public. And there, you folks will learn from the vintners, Rick and Maricor, about how they grow and produce their wine in Paulden and settle in for a curated chocolate tasting and wine pairing experience. Tickets are $72 for members, $80 for non-members, and the chocolate and the wine are included in the registration. You have to be 21 or older to attend. And for more information, I presume there's a website people can visit.
Yes, you can visit highlandscenter.org or call us.
And that phone number is 928-776-9550. And again, that's the chocolate making and wine tasting on behalf of the Highland Center for Natural History this coming Friday at 4:30 at the Old Firehouse Plaza in downtown Prescott. And Aaron Nixon, thank you for coming in and getting our taste buds all revved up for a lovely early afternoon or a late afternoon, early evening event on Friday, chocolate making and wine tasting to benefit the Highland Center. Thanks for chiming in.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Give my regards to my buddy Dave Irvine down there. He does a lot of good work. We're going to take another quick break and then back with some breaking news here from your local news folks. So stay tuned for that. You are listening to Q&A with DJ, and I'm Sanford Cohen, sitting in for DJ Phone on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and we're streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes Hockey brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazair, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes take on the Edmonton Oilers live tonight at 7. Hear all the live action on Cattle Country, 94.3 and 103.1 FM, KDDL.
Today, there are many ways to return your heart to health. At Yavapai Regional Medical Center's James Family Heart Center in Prescott, our heart doctors work together to find the solution that's best for you. YRMC's heart physicians are top in their cardiology specialties. They're trained in the most advanced heart procedures, many that don't even require an incision. That gets you back to an active life faster. The latest, less invasive procedures, innovative surgical solutions, world-class technology, and amazing heart specialists, all at the James Family Heart Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Inspired by you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Sanford Cohen.
And tomorrow on Q&A with DJ Phone, I will again be sitting in as DJ continues his recuperation. We will be joined by Katie Norris from Prescott Area Shelter Services. There is a grand reopening of PASS's newly expanded Women's and Children's Center. And also there's a program where folks are aiding PASS from the Men's Golf Club at Antelope Hills. So we'll find out more about that relationship. And then also tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Janice Shanks from Horses with Heart. It's their 17th annual benefit bowl-a-thon on February the 15th at Prescott Valley's Antelope Lanes. And we'll have all the information for you if you care to register to help out this very fine charity. And so we'll have those two. And you never know what other folks might stop by tomorrow on Q&A with DJ. I had a couple things that I wanted to mention, but I had something cross my desk that I needed to let you know about, and that is that the Yavapai County Treasurer Ross Jacobs, a guy that I've known for a long time, and you know, the previous treasurer was also named Jacobs, so they, I don't think they even had to mess with the, it was Richard Jacobs. I don't think we had to even mess with the monograms on the towels. But anyway, Ross Jacobs announced today that he is resigning effective immediately due to some health concerns. So, boy, you know, on the heels of the announcement yesterday by Rush Limbaugh that he had stage four lung cancer, I mean, it just seems like it's just nonstop. I don't know if that's just this, you know, time of life where it just seems like, you know, everywhere you look, somebody's having some kind of a problem somewhere. And we don't know what the source of the health concerns are, but we do want to wish Ross Jacobs well. Played basketball with Ross for, oh gosh, probably a good 25 years in City League, and he's also been known to swing a golf club or two, and has done a fine job as the Yavapai County Treasurer, but he's resigning effective immediately, and that's the story that we got. Well, we'll try to get more information for you as things progress. Also want to mention, too, that we will be broadcasting live tonight the President's State of the Union Address starting at 7 o'clock. We had scheduled the Coyotes hockey game for tonight against the Edmonton Oilers. That game will be heard in its entirety on our sister station, Cattle Country 94.3 and 103.1. So Coyotes hockey will air tonight at its regular time, but we're going to move it over to Cattle Country for tonight to make room for the President's State of the Union Address, which, again, we will carry live here tonight at 7 o'clock. Also want to mention, too, that we will, on this week's Talk of the Town Roundtable on Thursday, I'll be hosting a couple of really great guests. Daniel Greenfield will be joining us. He is an online author and pundit, and he has written the definitive source material on George Soros. And so you want to find out the identity of the Wizard of Oz when it comes to some of the stranger stuff that goes on in this world. George Soros is the money behind it, and Daniel Greenfield is the guy that has pulled back the curtain, and we will take an in-depth look at the one and only George Soros on our show this coming Thursday. Daniel Greenfield will be joining me at 4:30. At 4 o'clock on Talk of the Town, I will be joined by Ron Corbin, the city manager for the city of Cottonwood, a place that has some exciting things going on in terms of growth and development. And we will get all the updates from the city manager, Ron Corbin, from the city of Cottonwood. He'll be joining us on Talk of the Town Cottonwood this coming Thursday at 4 o'clock, followed by Daniel Greenfield, who will give us his take on the antics of George Soros. Want to take a moment and say thanks once again to our guest today, Max Richman, the executive director of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. And then also a big thank you to Aaron Nixon from the Highland Center for Natural History. Their event will be taking place this coming Friday, February the 7th, starting at 4:30 at the Old Firehouse Plaza in downtown Prescott. They'll be doing a Highlands Happy Hour, which will include a private tour of the Black Butterfly Artisan Chocolate Shop and Kitchen. And then they'll venture next door to Del Rio Springs Wine Cellar for an exclusive sneak peek at this tasting room that is not yet open to the public. The dollars involved. Members, $72, $80 for non-members. You must be 21 or older, and the chocolate and the wine all included in that registration for the Highland Center for Natural History Highland Happy Hour special edition this coming Friday from 4:30 to 6:30. So I hope you get a chance to taste a little bit of chocolate and a whole bunch of wine for the folks at the Highland Center for Natural History. We will be welcoming Ben Shapiro here for his Daily Dose in just a couple of moments. So stay tuned for that after we update you on Arizona news. And then we'll also get the latest from Fox National News. So we'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock with another edition of Q&A. I'm Sanford Cohen. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.